This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
This is the Big Orange Wagon Podcast, joined by Tyler Milner, the executive producer of The Drive on Sports Radio 610, 2 to 6 p.m. every day. I am Patrick Creighton, host of Area 45 on Sports Radio 610, 7 to 11 p.m. week nights as we bring you all things Houston Astros. And Tyler, your Houston Astros have now won five in a row. Your Houston
Ain't
Astros.
That's something.
Are a season high seven games over 500.
Love to hear it.
Your Houston Astros currently have the fifth highest run differential in the American League and the highest in the AL West at plus 57.
Ooh, all good things. Keep going.
And with this five game winning streak that they have been on, where they have regained control of the division. By regained control, I mean they are in first place by percentage points. Mm-hmm. And also important to note, they do have two games in hand on the Seattle Coffee Sippers. So the Astros currently in first place at 62-55. The Coffee Sippers 63-56. So those two games in hand kind of evenly split because there's one more win, one more loss. Ideally, you'd like those to both be losses. But 1-1, not bad, as they are one percentage point ahead of the Coffee Sippers, but with two games in hand. And of course, a pair of wins in that regard would put them full game up. Now, interesting things to note on this five-game winning streak. We talk about, you know, when they weren't scoring runs, all you have to do is look at the big three and say, well, look, you find any team's big three. And if those guys aren't producing, the team's not going to score runs.
The big three being Altuve, Bregman, and Yordan, right?
Those would be the big three.
Yes.
During this five-game winning streak with two wins over the Arlington Junkrabbers and a sweep of the Boston Blow Sox, where they have actually now swept the Blow Sox in Fenway back-to-back series.
Ooh, love that.
First time they've been swept in back-to-back series in their own building since 2022.
Sorry, Boston.
In those five games, Alex Bregman, multi-hit game in all five games.
Dude is feeling it. Dude's feeling it.
In those five games, he hit two homers, three doubles, and drove in five.
Braggy bombs make the people happy, PC.
Yordan Alvarez, who had one home run between July 4th and August 5th. Over the last 5 days, four of those five games, he has multiple hits. He hit five homers in those five games, as well as driving in eight runs. He also walked five times.
It's pretty strong output.
Nine hits, five walks, five homers. Yordan Alvarez may have been what they call heating up.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the best hitter in Major League Baseball, Yordan Alvarez.
And tonight, Framber Valdez on the mound. And for the seventh straight start, Yiner Diaz is catching Framber Valdez.
Isn't that interesting? We need to look at that.
Remember how, Framber doesn't want to pitch to Yiner. Yiner doesn't prepare well. Yiner's not a good catcher. In those six starts, Framber Valdez last six starts, all with Yiner Diaz behind the plate, he is 5-0 with a 2.76 ERA. 39 and two-thirds innings pitched, 29 hits, 12 earned runs, 12 walks, 45 strikeouts, and the Astros won all six starts.
That's pretty strong from the bump, must say. That's pretty strong for Framber Valdez. That's the what have we been saying all of 2024, right? It's like, are we going to get good Framber tonight? Or are we going to get this start of bad Framber? Is he going to be in the right headspace? This dude has been feeling it. He's on fire, and he's been nails from the bump. And that's including a very close, could-have-been no-hitter. Two outs in the ninth whenever Framber's no-hit bid was busted up. We all remember that. But, yeah, Framber's killing it.
Tonight, Jordan actually DHing tonight. He's actually spent the last five games in left field where he's hit a bunch of home runs. Maybe they might want to consider playing him in left field a little bit more often. He's going to hit a home run every game.
Might be something to that. Yeah, DH isn't always the answer there.
Not too shabby for your Houston Astros. And, you know, at the deadline, we've talked about Yusei Kikuchi quite a bit, but, you know, at the deadline, there were a lot of people who were unhappy with the cost of doing business for the Houston Astros, which was surrendering Jake Bloss and Joey Loperfido and Will Wagner. Will Wagner getting called up today, by the way, by the Blue Jays.
Yeah, interesting.
Pops is there to watch his first game. So, you know, cool that Billy Wagner's there to see his son's first professional game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Yusei Kikuchi that the Astros have seen in the two starts he has made for them is not who, you guess you'd say, the Toronto Blue Jays fans, they've seen.
Mm-hmm.
And here is something very interesting. This comes from Toronto. The Toronto media now openly asking questions about the Toronto coaching staff.
Hmm.
How is it the Astros were able to, quote, fix Yusei Kikuchi so quickly and have him be so effective? Meanwhile, the Jays could not figure anything out. Now, if we go back to that trade night, and look, as Jeff Passan had said, there were no top 100 picks traded. So nobody was a top 100 prospect. Nobody was a blue chipper. Nobody was a can't-miss stud. In fact, we don't even want to talk about how many times Joey Loperfido was struck out as a member of the...
he racked him up.
...of the Toronto Blue Jays because... there have been a lot of strikeouts.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not rooting for Loperfido to fail. I'm actually rooting for him to play well.
Yeah, we're not right? slime balls.
I'm rooting for him to play well in Toronto. But so far in Toronto, Joey Loperfido is 4-for-32 with 16 strikeouts.
But we miss Joey Lopes, PC. We miss him.
And
shouldn't have given him up.
Zero homers, zero doubles, zero ribbies, zero walks.
Joey, what are you doing, Joey?
That's the future Mickey Mantle that everyone was so upset that they were going to give up.
Oh, God. That's funny you say that. We had Roflo of MLB Network on our show on Sports Radio 610, I believe last week. And the very first thing he said when he came on with us to talk Astros, Roflo said, you know, I think some Astros fans out there, they think that Joey Loperfido is the next coming of Mickey Mantle, and they need to realize...
No, he didn't say that same exact phrase.
I swear to you, I will find it for you, because it was so funny, too. We're like, yeah, some Astros fans are pretty upset about Joey Lopes, man. What do we tell them here?
You know, and then today, of course, being the anniversary of Doyle Alexander for John Smoltz.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of Astros fans seeming to think like, hey, Jake Bloss going to be John Smoltz.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
No, it's clear, man. It's clear. The evidence is there.
So, you know, from Toronto media, they mentioned that, you know, here's Yusei Kikuchi, who in two starts... with the Houston Astros, has racked up 19 strikeouts in 11 innings. That's 15.5 Ks per nine. That's holy crap.
That's good, Kikuchi.
Now, look, he had a strikeout per nine of over 10 in Toronto, which is still nothing to... I mean, that's a big number when you're striking out 10.
Oh, for sure.
Especially as a lefty.
Yeah.
But when you're popping it at 15.5, well, darn. And they talked about, well, why are the Astros getting so much more out of a guy who's now been in the league for 6 years than the Toronto Blue Jays have? And you and I talked about this on a previous edition. We said the Astros are the best at maximizing a pitcher's talent.
100%.
They are the absolute best at getting the most out of every pitcher. They know what their best pitches are, what their worst pitches are, the kind of pitch shape, the tunneling. They know every single thing. They break it down so well to get the most out of their guys.
And we're not talking out of our ass because there's evidence of this. There's plenty of it.
9 years of evidence
of
this. And it did not end when Brent Strom went west.
No, and I'm so tired of hearing some fans say that. Like, I love Brent Strom as much as the next guy. Thankful for his time here. Thankful for Brent Strom contributing to a World Series for the Houston Astros. But come on, man. Like, let's not give old Brent Strom too much credit here. This has been an organization-wide value, really, whenever it comes to getting the best out of these arms.
And Brent Strom himself said, you know, hey, you know what? It's kind of time for me to go. All the guys that are coming up, these young guys, they've all worked with Miller and Murphy. It's time for them to come up and take my job.
Yeah.
All the pitchers that I've worked with are now kind of cycled out through the system. These guys know all the pitchers. It's their turn.
Passing on the torch, yeah.
And, you know, if we're going to say Miller and Murphy aren't any good, well, there's Ronel Blanco and there's Hunter Brown.
Even just that, the Ronel Blanco thing alone, like, that's a pretty big deal given his age and where he was in his career. Yeah, yeah, it's all good for the Astros in their arms.
There is how fast they have cycled up on Spencer Arrighetti. There is Brian Abreu. How far do we want to go on this? Because, well, damn, they got, you know, Christian Javier back on track this year before he got injured.
Yeah.
And here they are with Yusei Kikuchi, and in his first two starts, both wins, Kikuchi has looked terrific.
It really has.
And they talk about, you know, the changes. And, you know, one thing, he's probably going to throw less curves and throw more changeups. Well, you know, Matt Kawahara of the Houston Chronicle had put together an article on how the Astros were encouraging Kikuchi to throw more changeups.
Yep.
And how he threw it, you know, over 26% of the time in his first start for the Astros against the Rays.
Big number.
And had never thrown the pitch anywhere near that much while he was in Toronto. And how opposing hitters on his changeup while he was in Toronto had a 193 average against his changeup and a 32% whiff rate.
So why was Canada not having him throw it more?
Yeah, they didn't have him throw it. And they're like, this isn't
good
something.
Lord.
And this is from Blue Jays media. And they're like, you can find this on Kikuchi's Baseball Savant page. It's not like this is some hidden analytic that only MLB front offices have access to.
What is this witchcraft?
And they're like, you know, how is it that the Astros can figure this out like in the 2 days before he started for them, and the Blue Jays have had him for all these years and they couldn't figure it out?
Oh, it's glorious. It's a glorious time to be a Houston Astros fan in terms of pitching and arms and getting the best.
It didn't end there. Tyler, it didn't end there. Here's more from Jays Media.
Oh, Lord.
This is from jaysjournal.com. It said, on top of throwing the changeup more, so they've been using the four-seam less but changed how he's thrown it. So instead of going upstairs to lefties, he's gone down and away to lefties with Houston.
It's about the location here.
Very, very different from Toronto to Houston.
Yeah.
And this comes from Just Baseball's Chap Cunningham. So he says, you know, granted it was a small sample size, but because there was only one lefty batter in the Rays lineup, but then when he faced the Rangers, who had a lot of lefties, he threw 17 four-seamers to left-handed batters, and almost all of them were down and away, and wound up having tremendous success that way. Then there's the slider, which in Toronto, he never threw more than 25% of the time. In fact, he only hit 25% twice. Threw it 32% in his first start, 34% in his second start. Against the Rays, held the opponents to a 125 average and a 60% whiff rate. And then the Rangers did not get a hit off of his slider, swung and missed 28% of the time. So he's getting a lot of swings and misses,
yeah,
and they're not making contact. And their question is, who is asleep at the wheel in Toronto?
Somebody. And somebody isn't doing their job.
The real answer here is, as much as we talked about this way back in 2019 when the Astros acquired Gerrit Cole and how much more advanced the Astros were than the Pittsburgh Pirates at that time. And Gerrit Cole went on record and explained all the different things that the Astros do that he had never even heard of in Pittsburgh.
What is this?
What we are seeing is that for all the people who think the Astros have gotten away from the analytics, the Astros no longer are an analytically driven team, is that they are still very much an analytically driven team, and they are still very much ahead of other teams in baseball, including those with payrolls over $225 million, like Toronto.
That's got to sting if you're a Canadian right now, because, dude, I don't know why I find this so funny. It's so funny to me.
It's got to be worth, what, $260 Canadian?
Yeah, at least. No, but it's almost comical, and we're on the right side of it, so maybe that's why I find it funny. But as an Astros fan, to just see these arms come in and so quickly, like you've been saying, PC, we're only two starts into the Kikuchi time of being an Astro, and this dude looks like a completely changed and different arm on the mound. I love it. It's just awesome. It sucks. It sucks for the teams these arms leave and come to H-Town for, but gosh, it's beautiful. It's awesome.
It does make you wonder, why have teams not figured out how to replicate what the Astros do? And you would think, because like, right, like in the NFL, we always talk about it's a copycat league.
Yep.
And if you figure out something that works, every other team in baseball the next year is doing the exact same thing.
Facts.
Here we are, like year 9 with the Astros, and there's still at least half the league haven't figured this out yet.
Just keep sending us your arms that have a lot of potential out there, Major League Baseball. Just keep sending them to Houston. We'll take care of it. It's no worries. We'll take care of it. We'll get the best out of them. You'll see. I mean, there's evidence of it. We'll just keep on doing it. I love it. I love it so much.
On a small side note, Oz Ocampo, former Astros scout, who is, you know, credited with a lot of international signings for the Houston Astros,
which the Astros have been mopping up with in recent years, by the way.
Somehow, some way, was relieved of his duties by the Miami Marlins, where he was the assistant general manager. They have a first-year GM who has basically cleaned house of everyone who was there before him. And they have now decided that they would part ways with Oz Ocampo. Dana, bring him home.
Listen, Dana, go get this guy.
Bring him home.
Go hire this man back to the Houston Astros, Dana. Don't hesitate. Go now.
All the players that he has brought in to the league over the years, starting with Jose Altuve. I was kind of just talking about, like, as a member of the Astros. Apparently, you know, he's been involved with a lot of different players over the year, but Jose Altuve. maybe
the,
just...
Oh, you mean the Astros GOAT? Like the greatest Astro to ever wear the uniform? Just that.
Greatest Astro of all time.
No big deal.
Not to mention a lot of other international players who they've signed for pennies.
Yeah.
Compared to what other international guys go, they found older players who they've signed for pennies, like the guy on the mound today, Framber Valdez, who he signed for like nothing.
I love shopping for a good deal, PC.
You know, and it's been absolutely incredible, the success they've had in the international realm. And Oz Ocampo, a big part of that. So bring him home.
Gotta go, son.
Just pay him whatever. Who cares? Let him bring more players into the organization so that we can continue to just stomp mud holes in everybody. Isn't that the idea? How much can we win? We do all the winning.
Yes, just all of it.
It's like, okay, we're going to win, then we're not going to win. No, no, no. We're going to win a lot, yes. And then we're always going to do the winning, and everybody is going to do the kissing of the ass.
And everyone was happy.
That's right, as long as you lived in Houston.
Yes.
Because if you don't live in Houston, nobody cares. Yeah.
Sorry.
Nobody cares.
Sorry, friend. It's just the way it is.
Sorry, family back in New York. You get nothing. You lose.
That's such a good movie.
And I tell you what, man, this is this deal is looking like, you know, I saw something online today that said somebody had tweeted out that they think Will Wagner is going to be the best of the three players that the Astros gave up. I said, if Will Wagner is the best of the three players, he has the best career, the Astros win this deal in a landslide.
Yes, that's exactly where my mind was going. That means the Astros won that deal. Go on.
That's winning prison sex levels.
Yes.
That is face to the wall and just brutally pounding.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
And as much as that's about as far as we can go on this show, because we do want to keep our PG rating, that is going to be all for us for today's episode. Our next episode will be on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So make sure you get all your Houston Astros information right here on the Big Orange Wagon podcast. If you have questions that you'd like to get submitted onto the show, you can get them to us on Twitter, X Twitter, Zitter. What are you calling it now?
That all works.
That thing
works.
Owned by Elon Musk, at PCreighton1, at T-Mill Real Deal. And you can just send us the questions that you have for the Big Orange Wagon. We'll be happy to get to them. Appreciate everyone joining us on the Big Orange Wagon. Make sure you like and subscribe everywhere that you get your podcasts. And until Wednesday, let's go Astros.
Choo-choo MFers. I said, train, couple, blow it,